Hello, I'm Julie Candler with the BBC News. The British Prime Minister David Cameron has announced new measures to make it harder for people to hide the proceeds of corruption in offshore accounts. Most British overseas territories that are tax havens will now share information with the UK authorities. The Prime Minister has been under pressure since it emerged that he used to hold shares in an offshore trust. Rob Watson reports.
After days of damaging headlines and much insinuation and speculation on social media, David Cameron mounted a typically robust defence of his personal tax affairs and the record of his government. He had done nothing wrong, and his government would be improving both the transparency and scrutiny of financial matters in the UK's overseas territories. Despite allegations of stirring class war, the leader of the opposition Labour Party, Jeremy Corbyn, stuck to his line that the Panama Papers were further evidence there was one rule for the rich and another for the rest.
American health officials have warned that the spread and impact of the Zika virus in the United States is far wider than they had anticipated. Anne Schuchat of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention said the virus has been linked to a broader range of birth defects and that pregnant women were vulnerable to contracting the disease for longer than previously thought.
We absolutely need to be ready. Everything we look at with this virus seems to be a bit scarier than we initially thought. And so while we absolutely hope we don't see widespread local transmission in the continental U.S., we need the states to be ready for that. We can't assume we're not going to have a big problem. We know with other viruses we've had bigger problems than we expected, so we're taking this very seriously.
The Brazilian Congressional Committee is debating whether to recommend the impeachment of President Dilma Rousseff over allegations that she manipulated government accounts to hide a deficit. President Rousseff has denied the allegations and argues that the accusations do not constitute an impeachable offence. A simple majority is needed to go to the next stage, a vote in the lower house of Congress later this week. An opposition politician, Wanderlei Macris, said the current government was paralysed and that impeachment was the only way forward.
We hope the impeachment is important to Brazilian society and that we can have change, and that with this change we can really begin to look to the future and to the light at the end of the tunnel. Because this presidency, if it remains in power, it won't be in condition to govern. That's the tragedy of the administration we see in our country today.
The Kenyan president Uhuru Kenyatta has said he will personally ensure that his country passes anti-doping legislation well before the deadline set by the World Anti-Doping Agency next month. Mr. Kenyatta said he would not give people an excuse to ban Kenyan runners from the Rio Olympic Games in August. He said he wanted them to win, but to win fairly. World News from the BBC. A former senior executive at World Football's governing body has pleaded guilty to four charges of corruption. The former vice president of FIFA, Alfredo Hawit, told a judge in the United States that he had accepted hundreds of thousands of dollars in bribes. The payments were linked to marketing and broadcast rights for tournaments and matches. He faces a prison sentence of up to 20 years for each count. Pirates have attacked a Turkish cargo ship off the coast of Nigeria, kidnapping six of the crew. The vessel was carrying chemicals. Martin Patience is in Lagos.
The pirates attacked the ship late at night as it was travelling through the oil-rich Niger Delta. The Nigerian Navy says the vessel's captain and the chief engineer were among those kidnapped. The ship's Turkish owners say none of the crew was injured in the attack, but that they have no information on their whereabouts. Nigeria's coastal areas are increasingly becoming a hotspot for piracy.
Colombia has doubled to nearly $1 million a reward for information leading to the capture of a criminal gang leader. President Juan Manuel Santos said security forces were hunting for Dario Antonio Osuga. Police say the Osuga clan has ties with Mexico's Sinaloa cartel and is responsible for smuggling hundreds of millions of dollars of cocaine out of Colombia each year. Experts predict that gang crime is likely to become Colombia's biggest security challenge as the country's long-standing conflict with left-wing rebels winds down. Artificial intelligence experts have warned that technology allowing a pre-programmed robot to shoot or kill with no human involvement is years rather than decades away. A report by Human Rights Watch and the Harvard Law School calls for a ban on lethal autonomous weapons, sometimes known as killer robots. They say human controllers should remain in charge of weapons during combat in order to save lives and comply with international law. BBC News.